guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, it's awesome again that we can join together and work through the book of Romans. Today we're going to be looking at all of Romans chapter 6, but our Bible reading is only going to focus on verse 11 to 14. So if you got your Bibles there, have them open in chapter 6, verse 11. This is what God says. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourselves to Him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. So I'm joined with Ryan, and Ryan, we're going to be looking at the whole of chapter 6 today, but we've just finished talking in the last episode about the difference between belonging to Adam and to Jesus, and it seems like even though that was kind of this side point for Paul, that he kind of goes further into what it means to belong to Jesus and putting sin to death as well. So
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, sure. So when we trust in Jesus, Paul says, kind of flowing on from that, because we no longer belong to Adam, but we belong to Jesus, he says we are to count ourselves dead to sin. In other words, we're to count ourselves no longer belonging to Adam. He's dead to us. We've kind of left him, and now we're attached to Jesus. We're alive to him. We're kind of brought into this new relationship with him. We're actually engaging in a meaningful, loving relationship. And so what that means is things change.
Yeah.
And we looked at a little bit of this stuff a few weeks ago, I think, with the idea of attachment theory, where there are primary relationships in our life that hold such an important place in our life and in our heart that we allow them to shape our heart, to shape our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Mm. And that was once Adam. Now, when we belong to Jesus, it's God.
Yeah.
And so Paul is pushing into this space now. He's going, you need to consider yourselves attached to the Father, not attached to Adam. So no longer let those old sinful habits actually continue to thrive and live out in your heart.
Yeah.
Just put them to death.
Now, I should just say, to interrupt there slightly. So, you know, we're talking about belonging to Adam. Mm. It sounds weird, you know, because none of us day to day go,
I belong to Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to sin today because I belong to Adam. That's right. So this idea, I guess, to say, you know, do you belong to Adam? It's almost saying, do you belong to anything that is outside of God's command and God's way? Mm. You know, if you've got the way of Jesus, you know, perfectly righteous, perfectly good, perfectly obedient, the way of Adam is disobedient, outside of Jesus. Mm. You know, it's selfish. It's not sacrificial. And so when we're saying, you know, the way of Adam, that's kind of what we're getting at.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, we don't just wake up and go consciously thinking, oh, I'm an Adam and I'm going to follow his way.
Or, yeah. It's particularly weird if you're a female listening to this as well. You definitely
right.
don't get it.
That's right. But, yeah, and again, like, attachment theory helps us understand a little bit of what this really feels like or looks like for us, because our hearts were shaped from the very beginning we entered, you know, our relationships in life. And in many ways, they are unconscious. They're like blinking and breathing. And we're going to see that Paul says exactly this in the next passage. Mm. They're just these unconscious habits of the heart that just function there, even though we're not really conscious of it and even though we hate them. And so in many ways, God's trying to disrupt that that pattern. And we see that he's trying to tell us that we're actually no longer belonging to sin, belonging to Adam anymore. We belong to him. Mm. We belong to Christ. And actually, there's a new way of living, new way of thinking and feeling and acting in a relationship with him. And that's the journey of the Christian life that we're about to get into. Paul shifts gears now from almost the objective to the subjective, from how God just sees us and looks at us and the relationship we have with him, to actually living that out day to day when it looks like on the ground.
Yeah.
And so he kind of talks about how we're living.
Yeah.
And it's kind of between no longer slaves to sin, but he's a language of being slaves to righteousness.
Yeah. And so even in that, you kind of get a different analogy there too. So it's don't live under Adam or the old way of life. Live under Jesus, or don't be a slave to sin.
Yeah.
Be almost in some ways a slave to Christ.
Yeah.
And it's helpful because the picture of being a slave to sin, we kind of, perhaps that might be for some of us, not a better image, but a more clear image, because we understand that, you know, to be a slave to anything, like no one wants to be locked up.
Yeah.
Right. We know that image in our head. It's more common. Mm. And so the idea to be a slave to sin, we kind of grasp what it is, the way outside of Jesus, it's being a slave to things we don't want.
Yeah. There's a really great, not that I've really seen, I haven't seen the movie or the play, but in Annie, there's this moment, the play Annie, all right?
Yeah. turn it up, you haven't seen it.
There's this moment where Big Daddy Old Warbucks, the key male role, actually adopts Annie.
Yeah.
And he brings in, and the maid of the house says, "Where do you want to start first?" And she goes, "Well, I guess I'll start cleaning this room." And she goes, no, you misunderstand me.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start to enjoy first, or play first, or explore first? Mm. You're not an orphan and a slave anymore. No, you're the child of the household now.
Yeah.
And there's this great verse where, you know, it's just the habit that's there for Annie she needs to unlearn. And I think it's kind of what Paul gets at when he says in verse 17, 18, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance."
Yeah, wow.
"You've been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." There's this sense that our hearts are, like you said, enslaved, and have learned a pattern of living that needs to be unlearned and has begun to unlearn when we come to belong to Jesus.
Now, what's interesting in this, and, you know, again, as if you haven't seen it with that, you're like, "I haven't seen this," and you go on to tell us every scene of the movie. But what's interesting is with this language, it says you're a slave to sin or you're a slave to righteousness. Mm. So we like to think that we're free, you know, slaves to nothing. Mm. But it's actually not true. We're all slaves to something, you know. That's just the way of life, you know. In fact, I remember it seeing, you know, in our culture today, we want this freedom from absolutely everything. Mm. But it's just not even possible to be completely free. It's like, the illustration that when we think about being a slave to righteousness, that God's way is actually good for us. It's kind of like saying, you know, a fish saying they want to be free from the fishbowl because they hate the restrictions. And that's kind of the idea when God calls us to actually live his way. He's calling us to live within the freedom and the restrictions that he has. But our alternate option, you know, is not being free from a slave to anything. We're going to be a slave to something.
Yeah.
You know, we're either a slave to sin or we're a slave to righteousness.
Yeah.
And both sound bad, but actually one of those leads to freedom and life and the other one leads to death.
That's right. And one of those ways has a particular way of living that kind of produces a particular kind of way of thinking and feeling and acting and living in the world. Mm. And we've just grown up, you know, with this sin enslaved and trapped heart, where our hearts are so caught up in the pattern of sin that needs to be undone.
Yeah.
And God says here, like, that has begun, as you've now said, my heart holds allegiance to Christ, no longer to Adam, and so it begins.
Yeah, and you see that in verse 22 there, it says, "Now you've been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. The benefit you reap leads to holiness and results in eternal life." And then you get that powerful verse in chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." So kind of what we're talking about here is there's something that's been given to us, and there's something we've got to learn. And so what we've been given to us, we've been given salvation. When we put our trust in Jesus, Jesus is our representative, if you listen to the last episode. So we get what he's given us. Mm. But what we've got to do is we've got to learn the way of Jesus and let go of sin and being a slave to sin. And that's not just an event. That's a process that we've got to learn in all of life, which is kind of what he's saying put sin to death.
Yeah.
An active sense of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's so helpful. There's this sense where it's the event is when we're kind of attached to Jesus for the first time. And then the process is us actually learning to live like him and live with him as we go on. Making sense of the Christian life together.
As we wrap up from this passage, there is so much in Romans 6. I'd love to encourage you to have a read through it. But as we wrap up, just want to spend some time reflecting on this idea of the event and the process. The event, when we are saved, it is an event. It is a moment. When we put our trust in Jesus, we can know that in that moment, we are saved. We have been adopted. We are brought into the family and we have peace and access to God. It has happened. But as we live our life putting sin to death, it is a process of becoming more like Jesus. It doesn't just happen overnight. It happens as we learn the way of Jesus and as we learn to put sin to death in our life. And what this means is that we are holding on to grace in this because there's moments in the process where we're going to stuff up. There's moments in the process when we're going to go back to the life of sin. But as we do that, we remember the grace that it superabounds. The grace offered us in Jesus, and we come back to him and we repent to him and we remember the event, the salvation we've been given, but we continue to shift and transform as we become more and more like Jesus every day. So in this, hold on to this comfort and this challenge of the event and the process of salvation that's being given to us, but the process of becoming more and more like Jesus. Thanks heaps. We'll see you next time.